plagued a potential nugget.
Another theme, Karthik, is the notion of deep work, right? Again, I ask this specifically in your profession because, you know, we live in a world where there's just a tsunami of stimuli hitting us, right? And it's gotten harder and harder for us to focus on, go deeper and deeper into problems. Again, I'm a big fan of Cal Newport, who's a professor in one of the universities in the U.S., and he's published a book called Deep Work. How's, let me ask a question differently. How has technology impacted productivity in the world of academia?
So I think, you know, in terms of how technology has impacted, there's an element that I'm sure everyone sees in their own profession, which is that I think the need to store a lot of knowledge isn't quite there.
Hmm.
The way it was. I think academia is generally a knowledge intensive industry. So you have, you know, the best academics are, you know, big storehouses of knowledge.
Right.
But I think increasingly for our work, you can assume that you can very quickly find the right prior work on any topic. And you can very quickly acquire the knowledge you need to.
Hmm.
And so I think that's one interesting change. So I think the depth often comes in two ways. One is that, the depth comes in terms of maybe not your domain knowledge sometimes, but as much, I would say it doesn't come in through your domain knowledge as much as it comes through maybe methodological training. So for example, for an academic, that might be somebody uses statistics, somebody uses, say machine learning and so on. And so they can quickly connect the dots. And if they're looking at a new problem, new area, they can pick up on some of the domain knowledge quickly, but be able to connect the dots.
Got it.
So that's one way in which it plays out. The other way, which is sort of the converse of what I said, is you could have great domain knowledge. But if you can again connect that domain knowledge to other domains and sort of connect the dots, you can carry it over to these new other domains because the new domains, you can pick up the knowledge. So the single biggest way in which it affects academia, at least in my case, is that you can switch areas,
mm-hmm.
At various points in your career faster than you could otherwise. You know, an academic, if let's say you have a 30 or 40 year career in academia, you might work on 3-4 different topics, you know, mm-hmm. each topic for like 7-8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that your ability to switch and try new topics has increased. So for me, I have switched 3 times in just the last 12 years as a professor, 13 years as a professor.
Interesting. And I guess there's enough, there's a lot of people stating that value is going to be created more and more at the intersection of disciplines. So I guess in a way, that's an opportunity as well for you to marry insights from multiple perspectives.
Absolutely. I think what I said is relevant, not just for academia, it's relevant anywhere. As long as there's a level of knowledge intensity, I think this observation is applicable there.
The key takeaway for me here was that there's just so much opportunity for us to connect the dots across disciplines and add value. There's enough literature which says that for the future, one needs to think of one's profile more like the symbol pi than the T, where you have expertise in two disciplines and you have two legs, and then you have a generalization which is applying those two principles in different environments, rather than the old world where you were specialized in one discipline and you would apply it in different places. Thank you for listening.